So I think the onboarding piece is an interest. There's more to be done there, and I think the other bit that we're playing with now, and it's only in its infancy, is you know, how do you get sort of practical, sensible alumni networks? And once again, this is another opportunity where I think LinkedIn lends itself. And what we're beginning to do now is with a couple of our key recruiters, and actually the engineering space is an interesting space for this. And that is where we do have people leave our organisation. We are actively encouraging them, and we're talking with them prior to leaving and contacting afterwards, and encouraging them to join the alumni for whatever the part of the business is. Engineering partly would be Centrica Energy, for example.
Yep.
And to form that network. And that gives us the ability to keep in touch with people that are leaving the organisation, often with a lot of goodwill, but they're moving off for a whole variety of reasons. So there's always a chance that we could be working together again, or working as a supplier partner, or all sorts of different ways relationships change. And in an industry where there's a shrinking, well, maybe not quite shrinking yet, but we've got some demographic challenges where we have to think a bit more flexibly about how do we capture some of that talent, whether it's via part-time working or consultancy projects, whatever the case may be.
Just straight kidnapping.
Kidnapping works. it's frowned upon, but you know. That's an area that we're beginning to invest a bit more time in, because it's such a valuable asset. These people that are leaving your business with goodwill, and not to have some mechanism to keep in touch, is a bit of a risk, particularly where some of these individuals have such niche knowledge that's very hard to replace. So we are putting a bit more effort into having a more formalised approach for maintaining those relationships.
And how much resource do you put into that? What sort of things then do your people do who kind of manage those networks?
Yeah, so we're just in the infancy at the moment, to be honest. I'd say it's 6 months old right now. Probably when we spoke for the first time, we were just literally kicking it off.
Yeah.
And the key thing has just been to capture people that are leaving in a friendly way, not kidnapping them, but capturing those relationships, building that group, stimulating some discussion amongst that group, where we have an opportunity to share information that they'd be interested about, just getting that out there via that mechanism, because we'll always be doing projects or elements of work that will still be of interest to that professional community.
Okay, so from an engineering, intellectually interesting type of thing, then you're not bringing down the shutters, you're still being quite open.
Well, obviously anything that's commercially sensitive, naturally, we might be getting out to the public domain, but there's nothing to say that we can't at least be giving open. You know, in general, I would view any business update generally that we have in the business, maybe my communications team wouldn't appreciate me saying this, but generally I view that's public domain. So as soon as we've got it out, even internally, that's public domain. So is sharing that with an alumni network really so different? My argument would be no, it's not. So that's the general approach that we take. Very early days, so we need to see how we can grow that. But I think there's more to be had there. I think there's more to be had. So those two things, I think alumni and onboarding, I think there's a lot of potential. And the reason is these networks are about relationships and communicating. And that's what these tools are for. They're designed to build a network and to communicate with people. So,
but I would almost imagine that there's been, at the same time, as you start saying, well, actually, you know, here's a valuable resource that we haven't tapped before that's sort of moving off, but we're still keeping tabs on them, that the sort of job offerings and the nature of how you're going to offer those in the future is having to evolve at the same time, because you're seeing an opportunity over here that you know you're going to need to use, probably, given the shortages. And so is that, which was there a kind of chicken and egg part of that? Was it together? Or?
Yeah, I think, I'm not sure if I've got your question quite right, but you've kind of got to do both together. So,
well, were you offering to alumni before to come back and work a bit part time, or
I think we didn't even really have the opportunity to,
because
we just didn't know where they were or what they were doing. So as soon as they were out of the business, it was like a mystery. Where have these great people gone? We just couldn't even talk to them. We could, but it would be almost like starting a whole piece of search all over again. So this is really about making sure that we don't get that great distance anymore between our people when they leave. But in terms of, I'm not sure whether you're talking there about the return trip.
I'm talking the next stage on, where you might then start saying, right, here's a pool of things that might interest you.
Yeah.
We're going to offer, you know, here's a part-time working or flexible working or working from home or, you know, or from the Zimmer frame or, you know, whichever works.
And I think that is, so that's the next step, continuing the Zimmer frame analogy. So, the first thing that we just identified is that we just had a giant hole there, and we had to find a way of filling it. So this tool, there are actually proprietary tools, and there are organisations actually, and I'm sure you know, but who'll do this for you as well. So, but we thought, no, we'd like to dip our toe in the water, see what we can actually get of this, and maybe we do need to do something a little bit more sophisticated at some point. But so our first goal has just been to not lose touch. Hmm. Our next challenge is, how do we extract some value from this? And that's what we haven't landed on yet. We're just in the early stages, and we're probably just getting to a point now where we've nearly got enough of a pool where you can do something with it. So the next challenge for us is, how do we make sure that we can get value from it? Our business has got enough offerings and flexibility generally to be able to get something there. So, you know, we are generally flexible. We're flexible on time. We're flexible on location. We're flexible on the way in which you engage with the business. All that's there.
Yeah.
So the trick will be then, how do we re-engage with those individuals to see what the opportunities to come back are. They'll be highly informed buyers, obviously, because they'll have been in our business before.
And they'll be like that in the culture.
Absolutely.